So, you finally got the courage to ask me out on a date. I must confess I've been waiting for this for a long time. But we both know what I'm going to say, right? We've been friends for a long time, and I just don't want to ruin that. You understand, right? I mean, that's what you'd expect me to say. That's what I probably would say if it was actually true. But it isn't. I mean, it's true, we're friends of a kind. You'd probably even call me your best friend, wouldn't you? But you're not really my friend. You're more like my last option. When I want to go and see a film and there's no one else available, do you know who I call? You. Or when I'm in the mood for an expensive dinner and I don't feel like paying, do you know who I call? You. When I want to tell someone the juicy details of the last guy I shagged, do you know who I call? You. Do you want to know why? It's simple. I see the way you look at me. It was cute at first, seeing you develop that crush on me. I could tell you were just dying to ask me out. But the longer you waited, the harder it became to work up the courage. I've known from the day we met. I didn't exactly discourage you either, did I? But now it's something different. It took some time, but you fell in love with me. Don't try to deny it. I can see it every time you're near me. I see how you look into my eyes, desperate for attention. I see how you look at my lips, longing to kiss them. I notice that when we hug, you sniff my hair. And my neck. Any little thing that can make you feel closer to me. But like I said, I'm not your friend. I'm certainly not your girlfriend. That's never going to happen. But I do like keeping you around. And now that we have all this out in the open, I want you to know how I really feel about you. You haven't even noticed how I treat you. You were always too busy fantasizing that maybe one day you'd ask me out. And I'd say yes. You thought about it, dreamed about it, fantasized about it. All I do is use you. Because your attention makes me feel good. That's it. That's all there is between us. You are a pathetic, lovesick loser. Dreaming of just the tiniest bit of affection from me. I know, because I cultivate it. I want you to feel that way. It makes me feel good. And it makes me laugh. I love that you're in love with me. But I don't love you. It amuses me no end. So, now that we have that out in the open, you can confess. You can admit it. You can tell me that you're in love with me, but it isn't going to change anything. I don't love you, and I never will. But we both know that isn't going to stop you. In fact, it might even make it worse. Every time you look at me, I want it to hurt. I want you to see what you will never have. Look at my lips and dream about kissing them. Feel how much you want them, pressing your lips to mine. Gentle, sweet kisses, passionate kisses, feeling me respond to your touch and your kiss. That will never happen. I will never kiss you, ever. How does that feel? Does it make you squirm? Does it make you even more desperate for my kiss and my touch? It makes me feel strong and powerful and desirable and sexy as fuck to make you want those things and then deny you. But don't let that discourage you. It's okay to want that, to crave it. To yearn for it, Every time we see each other now, I want you to want it more and more. I want to feel how much you want to kiss me. Such a simple thing. I want it to torture you. I want it to remind you of the fact that we aren't friends. You're nothing more to me than a pathetic little loser. Don't get me wrong, I like having you around. Lovesick, desperate, pathetic. I have to admit, though, if I'm being honest, I do think about you sometimes, just not the way you think about me. I think about you suffering. I think about you aching. I think about you desiring and wanting me. It feels good. It feeds my ego. It makes me want to keep you around, at least for now. Oh, it's so easy to control men, to use sex to get what you want. And while it feels good to have a strong, beautiful man ravage me with uncontrollable lust, it feels even better when I know someone wants that with me and can't have it. Withholding what he wants more than anything, especially when he knows that I absolutely love being fucked and having sex with other men. Just not with him. Just not with you. I hope that hurts. It excites me to hurt you. Not physically, but emotionally. To have someone I can be cruel to and not even need to feel bad about it. Really, that's your only chance. The only way you can ever hope to be close to me. I want to feel your love for me, with both of us knowing I will never, ever feel that way for you. Does it hurt? Does that make you feel desperate and lonely? Oh, poor baby. I don't care. I really don't care. It's what I want. It's also what you need. No matter how badly I treat you, you will always come crawling back to me. And now that you've confessed your feelings, I'm going to make it worse for you. You can't escape. You can't make it stop. All you can do is suffer for me and hope that might be enough to keep me interested. Now you know that any scrap of attention I give you isn't out of kindness or affection or caring about you. It's just to dig in deeper, to make you even more addicted to me, to manipulate you and control you. I know that excites you. I know it's what you secretly hope for, what you crave and desire. I know it's what will keep you coming back to me, not in spite of how I treat you, but because of how I treat you. From now on, no more hiding, no more secrets. Because you don't just love me, do you? You're in love with me. Say it. Tell me. Oh, good boy. Say it again. And again. But I'm never going to love you, am I? No. No, I'm not. From now on, I expect to have all your attention, all of your love, all of your affection. I want you to think about me all the time, obsess over me. I don't want you thinking of other girls. I don't want you asking other women out on dates. No other crushes. Just me. Only me. That's the choice you have to make. Fall deeper and deeper in love with me every day, knowing I'm just going to use that to torment you and hurt you. Or be banished from my life forever. Did you feel that? The fear and the panic when I said those words. Do you know how easy it would be for me to abandon you and forget you completely? Kick you out of my life, erase you, take away all those dreams and fantasies. I wouldn't even think of you. But you would never stop thinking of me. So this is your chance. The most you will ever have is this small part of me. My cruelty. And my vanity. It's the closest you'll ever get to me. But the only other option is nothing. The pain and suffering I will cause you by being so close is so much better than the pain of missing me and having to wonder every single day how your life would be different if you could still look into my eyes, still look at my lips that you dream of kissing, still smell my hair and my perfume. Without me, you are nothing. Love hurts.